Good morning. So let's look back at the year real quickly. We've got two wars going on, the troop surge forthcoming in Afghanistan, plus we're trying to exit Iraq at this point. We've got a 10% unemployment rate. We've got climate change in Copenhagen. We've got the largest debate perhaps in American history on healthcare reform. And don't forget the economic recession, which is still with us. That's a lot of issues to tackle in your first year on the job. And to give us some perspective on this, we have two historians. Philip Blom is a journalist and author of The Vertigo Years. He joins us from Vienna, Austria. And Jay Winnick is historian and author of the bestseller April 1865, The Month That Saved America. He joins us from Maryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let me go one at a time. Philip, let's start with you. This past year that we've had, put this in perspective for us. Has any other American president had this many major issues in their first year?
Well, I'm not an expert on American history. I wouldn't dare to comment on that. But I think Obama is trying to take America a new way, and I think that makes it an exceptionally challenging presidency. And also, and I must say that that impresses people very much in Europe, he is trying to realize that we are all facing issues that are global, and you can no longer go it alone, not even if you're the most powerful nation on earth. We need to pull together. And, you know, I think every course change of a huge vessel like a huge state just takes its time.
Okay, well, Jay Winnick, let's ask you, how exceptional is this first year for Barack Obama?
Exceptional, and it's exceptional in the fact that let's not forget, and history can't forget, that we had this really remarkable spectacle of a black man of both Christian and Muslim descent who took the oath of office on a Bible from Lincoln, and really almost by definition his first year is historic. But in terms of how packed his year is, in many ways, it calls to mind both FDR, who had a flurry of activity and where the scope and scale of his ambitions were really quite large and desperately needed, and also of LBJ, who had to wrestle with a war abroad and who ushered in the Great Society at home. What we don't know yet is will this year be seen as a success or not a success, and only time will tell there.
Well, let's hear from President Obama at what he thinks is successful about this year.
This will help millions of people and end up being the most significant piece of domestic legislation, at least since Medicare and maybe since Social Security.
Jay Winnick, that is President Obama talking about the health care reform bills passed in both the House and the Senate. What do you think? Is he right? Is this going to be landmark legislation?
Well, I think it certainly will be landmark legislation. Again, only the long reach of history, 5, 10, 15 years, will kind of give a fuller report card on is this deemed a successful legislation or unsuccessful. But I think the fact that it's going to extend health care to so many more people, that this is really a kind of transformative piece of legislation, will be seen as really significant over time.
Philip Blom, the other thing obviously going on, one of the other things going on right now is, as I said, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I'm wondering, you live in Europe. Has the reputation of Barack Obama changed over this past first year than when he came into office and became such a popular president worldwide?
I think people have sobered up about him. And, you know, there have been some people disappointed because he didn't turn out to be Father Christmas and deliver all promises at once. But I think, you know, the assessment of him has become more sober in seeing that he is presiding over a nation that has its own interests and that he has to take these at heart, and that in fighting a war, there are no good options. You can't be the good guy all the time. And you can't just do what people would like, namely ending this war perfectly, taking your troops out and making the Afghans happy and the world safe. That is just not on the menu. And I think that has led to a certain kind of soberness over here.
Jay Winnick, do wartime presidents historically get a pass on certain things?
Well, I think they certainly do get a pass. But one can't underestimate just the kind of difficulties and challenges of being a wartime president. You know, I've always been struck or almost even haunted by the image of Abraham Lincoln as late as 1864, which was 3 years into the Civil War, and he was sort of walking through the halls of the White House, his head put down, and he was moaning, "I must have relief from this anxiety or it will kill me," because he thought the war was going to potentially even be lost. But a year later, he became the president who won the Civil War, who saved the Union, who freed the slaves. And what we really see throughout history is that wartime presidents, it's as great a challenge as they can possibly face. The same thing happened with FDR, for example. We also saw the same thing with LBJ, who was undone by the war. Over the weekend, when we had this terrorism incident, we see that's one of the great wild cards. And Obama will have to become, in many ways, a traditional foreign policy president. Remember, George W. Bush, he campaigned on humility in foreign policy, 9/11 struck, and, of course, the rest is history. It's important for Obama, how he's perceived in history, that he become become a real foreign policy president.
Let's ask Philip Blom, does the international community recognize some of these other issues that are so present for Americans? Do they see Obama stepping forward not just on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but domestic issues like health care?
Yes, they certainly do. I think there's, as Jay Winnick said, there's a wide recognition that this really is a historic moment, not only for America, but for the world. Not only to have a black man, but to have someone who really tries to tackle very aggressively the agendas that are necessary to tackle. And yes, it's true, time only will tell whether he will be successful. He needs the help of his allies, and he needs the help of his domestic allies, but I think it could be a truly historic presidency.
Okay, that's Philip Blom and Jay Winnick, both historians. Philip Blom, author of The Vertigo Years, Jay Winnick, author of April 1865, The Month That Saved America. Coming up, why do we need to complete the Senate census, and what's with all this really, really weird categories around race this year? We're going to talk about that in a moment.